as I read through chapter or Mark 9, what stood out to me significantly is seven words. Seven words in Mark chapter 9. And so we know the story well. And in verse 1, Jesus said to them, "Verily I say unto you that there be some of them that stand here which shall not taste of death till they have seen the kingdom of God come with power." And then we know what happened after that. 6 days later, Jesus took Peter, James, and John. He took them into a high mountain apart by themselves, and he was transfigured before them. That word transfigured means metamorphosis, is like as we would see as a caterpillar changes into a butterfly. So they saw him as the Son of Man, and I would suggest to you that he was transfigured and they saw him as the Son of God. Because it tells us that his raiment became shining, exceeding white as snow, so as no fuller on earth can white it. So there was, it was impossible for him to be any whiter and any more shining than what they saw. And there appeared unto them also Elias and Moses, and they were talking with Jesus. And I think it's interesting to note that the disciples were able to identify both Elijah and Moses, even though they'd never seen him before. They knew the Old Testament scriptures, and they were familiar with them, yet they had not seen them, but they recognized it, and they were talking with Jesus. And Peter answered and said to Jesus, "Master, it is good for us to be here, and let us make three tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elias," or Elijah. So Peter must have thought, based on making that comment, that it was going to be important that Moses have a tabernacle, Elijah has a tabernacle, and Jesus had a tabernacle. For he wist not what to say. He was probably kind of speechless, and they were sore afraid. And then what happened? And there was a cloud that overshadowed them. And a voice came out of the cloud saying, and this is the seven words, "This is my beloved Son, hear him." God the Father, speaking of God the Son, said, "This is my beloved Son, hear him." And this was even before the cross. So I looked up, and there's at least I found, when you search in either a voice came out of the cloud or a voice from heaven, there are at least seven places in the New Testament. And the first one is in Matthew 3, verse 17. And that was after Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist. Verse 16, "And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." So the first time that we read in the New Testament, God the Father says, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And then, the second, then we find in Mark 1, verse 11, he repeats the same thing in the same, at the same occurrence of after his baptism. And straightway, verse 10, coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens open and the Spirit like a dove descending upon him. And there came a voice from heaven saying, "Thou art my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And then what we've read in Mark 9, 7. And then we go to John, the next chapter is in John chapter 12, verse 28. Galilee and desired him, saying, "Sir, we would see Jesus." Philip come up and tell Andrew, and again Andrew and Philip tell Jesus. Jesus answered them, saying, "The hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Verily, verily I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone, but if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. He that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. And if any man serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. And now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this cause came I unto this world. Father," this is the words of Jesus, "still, Father, glorify thy name." Then came there a voice from heaven saying, "I have both glorified it and will glorify it again." The people therefore that stood by and heard it said that it thundered. Others said, "An angel spake to him." Jesus answered and said, "This voice came not because of me, but for your sake." And then there are three times in Revelation, and I'll read those, but I'll give you the listings. Revelation 10:4, Revelation 11:12, and there's Revelation 14:2. And just going back to Mark, "This is my beloved Son, hear him." And so it wasn't the law, it wasn't the prophets. Moses represented the law, Elijah represented the prophets. "It's my Son, hear him." And let's go to Isaiah chapter 9. Speaking of who the Son would be, it tells us in Isaiah 9, verse 6, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called the Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end upon the throne of David, but upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment, and with judgment from henceforth even to forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. This is his beloved son. This is a description of who he is. And this is who we are to hear. We are to hear him. And so, what does that mean to hear? To hear him is, first of all, to repent of our sin and to put our complete faith in him, to believe on him. To hear him is to know him. To hear him is to love him. To follow him, to obey him, to trust him, to serve him, and to share him with others. And there's probably more, but those are just some things that I listed. And thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy law is truth. Trouble and anguish have taken hold on me, yet thy commandments are my delights. The righteousness of thy testimonies is everlasting. Give me understanding, and I shall live. This is my beloved son. Hear him. And as we sang this morning, the sound of the time we're singing, I was caught again with the line in the hymn that says, I stand upon his merit. I know no other stand. There's no other merit, there's no other place to stand. And just an encouragement that we, to us, that we put him first, that we hear him, and there's, and we hear him by walking with him, knowing him, loving him, following him, obeying him, trusting him, that no matter what crosses our path in life, that he